you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Yeah.
Drunk Packer fan. Over here, drunk Chief fan. Well, that'd be Nick, actually.
Yeah, hello.
Drunk Chief fan in a couple days, you know. Super Bowl around the corner. Doesn't really feel like it. I don't know why.
It doesn't.
Maybe it's because we just were so used to a bunch of football and we missed a weekend, and the Kobe thing took over sports the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, there's something going on in D.C. too that seems to be
dominating. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not a lot of excessive Super Bowl talk this time around. You got to like that, though, if you're a Chief fan.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, I don't even know how to – I'm not used to it.
No, you don't know how to react to it. Yeah. They showed up in South Beach – like beach shirts, right? From Kansas City?
Yeah. And like a tribute to Andy Reid.
Yeah.
He always wears Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, that's right. He does wear Hawaiian shirts. Yeah.
All right. Our pal, Dr. Meat is joining us.
Oh, cool.
Hey.
Hey, Doc.
Morning. Hey, good morning.
Morning, Doc.
So I was catching up. I apologize. I'm a little bit behind still because I was out of town last week and through the weekend. But there are a couple of things we need to talk about. And I think the first one we need to talk about is actually most recent, and that is, Mike, I never want to hear you complain about being tired. Okay?
I was more tired. Okay, maybe not you. But I'm more tired than all the listeners.
You got a nap yesterday, and you'll get a nap today, and I don't want to hear it. Okay?
All right.
Also, Todd telling one-year-olds to go find a penny in an outlet and do the internet challenge is exactly why you guys cannot have an office orphan.
We have one. But we have those little plug things in our office.
It's all covered up.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Aww.
Yeah, we've totally orphan-proofed the office.
Orphan-proof.
Meaning nobody goes in and checks on them, and he's truly an orphan now.
Well, Craig sees him every
Craig
day.
Sees him.
Craig sees him.
Every other break or so.
Gosh.
He fills up the water bowl.
So there were a couple of things. So first of all, there was a story last week about commercials in Michigan that were telling teens not to smoke marijuana, and it was like their future self coming back and telling them. And it was completely stereotypical, these commercials are.
Yeah.
And to some extent, yes, and therefore inappropriate. But it is important to recognize that the number of teens who are smoking marijuana or vaping marijuana or tobacco products has increased significantly. Anywhere from 5 to 25% increase just from 2018 to 2019.
So Nick is our test case. Nick, we started smoking weed. What? How old?
Yeah, I was in high school.
Okay,
I would have had more friends if there were more kids smoking weed.
Well,
they do say. They do say that kids shouldn't smoke weed until what age?
Absolutely.
If they want to try it. They want to try it.
Your brain is, technically and medically, your brain is continuing to develop until your mid-20s. And studies have shown that adolescents who report regular marijuana use test more poorly on memory, cognitive flexibility, learning, visual scanning.
Can't help them with that, guys.
Overall just lower cognitive function.
How do they fare when it comes to memory?
Worse.
She already said that.
I know.
So the point is, yes, the commercials could be better well done, but this is a problem because there's easier access to this in a lot of places, and especially with this vaping increase. A lot of teens think that marijuana is fine, and it is safer than other things, but it is not 100% safe. We cannot get into this belief that marijuana has no side effects.
You're right. Alcohol's got side effects. Of course we've got side effects. Of course it does.
I do want you to read our governor discussing the dangers of marijuana on his website.
Yeah,
I will go and take a look at that today, but I'm going to have to take it in small doses because I've just about had it with people like him now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I just want to hear you shred this guy.
Yeah.
It would sound better coming from a doctor.
I will say that somewhere between him and no side effects whatsoever is the actual truth. And so just recognize that for teenagers, this really isn't something we want to encourage them to do. Now, are these commercials going to be effective? Probably not. But we should be the ones telling our teenagers that this is not something that they want to get involved in and get doing regularly. There was a very disturbing story about eating two eels to take care of constipation. And
Rotor rooted your ass out, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Didn't work,
live
though.
Eels.
Didn't work.
No, it didn't, because they are going to eat through your intestinal tract and cause the septic shock that it sounds like this poor gentleman went into. I want to bring this up also, however, because this is the new year, and this is the time of year where everyone wants to get into their crazy diets, and then they want to do a colonic cleanse. And I just want to point out that these in no way clean you out. They don't clean anything. I don't know why you want to clean your bowels. Yes. And there's no proven health benefit whatsoever to a colonic cleanse. In fact, the only thing that can, the worst thing that can happen from them is I've actually seen somebody die.
I never got that either. We've always heard. I remember for some reason, I remember like Janet Jackson of all people would espouse.
Everyone does. Yeah, it's like everybody does these. Yeah. Everybody does these.
It doesn't sound fun at all, man.
No, there is no health benefit at all. Remember your intestinal tract is colonized with bacteria, and that is a good thing. This is what keeps you healthy. It's what helps you digest your food. It is a good thing. You do not want to try and alter that radically. It's not going to do you any good. And sometimes these formulations or the way that they're doing them can actually kill you.
How did this person die?
High pressure, a perforation.
Turn the hose on too high.
Okay.
Yeah. Ended up in our emergency room, and it was too late. Yeah. And so, there's really
Turn it off.
But if you have constipation, there are safer ways than eating two live eels.
How about one eel?
Not even one eel. No, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Although I bet the two of those.
A dead eel will be okay.
Well, the dead eel's not eating anything.
He's just going to get stuck against whatever's causing you to be constipated.
I thought because of the shape, you might clean everything out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an effective laxative. I don't think eel is effective laxative. But we have a lot of ways. Your colonoscopy prep is a nice way to do this. You can get your bowels moving again. And then there was a debate about room or warm water versus cold water. And what is better? What temperature water is better in certain situations? And so this is a very, very popular, one of those kind of medical myths. There's a lot of studies that have looked both ways, and there's very little scientific evidence that suggests that having one temperature is worse or bad in certain situations for people than others.
Got it.
The only time is if people have a certain condition of their esophagus called achalasia, cold water will cause pain for them. And so for them, anything cold, ice cream, ice cubes, anything cold is going to cause pain. Usually they want something that's at least room temperature.
As long as you get water in your system, that's the good part about it, right?
Exactly. Also, folks with migraines have sometimes reported that really cold water will precipitate a migraine or precipitate a headache, and so they may want to avoid it. But otherwise, in terms of performance or hydration, it doesn't matter. It's water. It gets in the same way.
How about if you get the hose in your ass, cold or warm water?
Well, I think the person is probably going to appreciate a little bit warmer water,
Turn that heavy cold water in your ass. Whatever.
A place I read where you should favor one over the other is, like if you're almost overheating, you should have cold water.
But she said it didn't matter.
It's really marginal in the studies. The studies vary greatly, so it's hard for me to say that that's an actual thing. If it's really hot outside, yes, you may actually sweat a little bit less if you have colder water, but it's not going to be so much that it's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah, if you're getting the hyperthermia, you should probably
say, I'm thirsty, but it's got to be cold. Right. Exactly. I'll lay here in a desert. I'm fine.
Probably be better to get in a tub full of ice.
There you go.
Yeah. In a desert, drink
all right,
some cold water.
So. Does everyone remember this game of telephone where you would whisper something to someone and they pass the message down a row of people?
Yes.
And it mutates into something. All right. Stop dipping your balls in soy sauce and wasabi, okay? Let me start the telephone right now.
You should stop?
Well, that game you're talking about there, that game is called the Internet, and it's way worse than telephone.
Yes. Exactly. So that is exactly what happened with this story. This was actually a scientific report on mice in 2013. And the original journal... And it wasn't even about mice balls, believe it or not. It was about the genetic loss of a gene that has been embryologically through evolution associated with taste. And how in mice, that gene mutation was associated with sterility in the mice. Then the article became that the inactivation of taste genes causes sterility, and then testicles have taste buds and can detect sweet flavors. And then it somehow went to TikTok, which I refuse to look at.
Yep.
So, folks, your body evolves. And this is evolution. It's science. I know you hate to hear it, especially in certain states, but it's true. And certain cells differentiate as you evolve from a single cell to, a human being. And so some cells that originally came from a certain line of cells will evolve, and they will be associated with them, historically, but they have nothing to do with taste. And that's the situation in this case.
So dipping your nuts in soy sauce, you wouldn't taste it?
No.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Somebody lick it.
In fact, the taste, the lineage from taste is actually mutated in these cells, and all they are signal transmitters.
Now, where did this come from? Who started it? Why is it on the Internet?
I don't know. Somebody dug up this article from 2013 and newspapers and journals or whatever, and then the Internet just ran with this idea of taste buds and testicles, and I don't even know where soy sauce got from.
We said it had to be actually on the testicle through the sac, and you could taste that, but you can't do that either, right?
No, it has nothing to do, and I'm sure that the authors of this journal article are probably mortified that this is happening.
Well, what about the people that we've talked to that had some imaging done, and I think they had like a barium injection, and they said they could taste that.
The mental?
Wasn't necessarily through the testicles, right?
No, it's not. And to be honest, I think some of this is smell as well.
Yeah, it's you smell it, you think you taste it, right? Yeah.
You do, absolutely. And so it's when you it actually will remind you of things that you taste, and it will stimulate your saliva glands, everything. You'll feel like you're tasting something, and so that can often happen. I will also say that the original article that this came in was published in 2013 in a journal called PNAS, which I found very amusing, considering.
Penis journal?
Yes!
The Journal of Penis.
Penis.
You know what the dudes are going to love.
Penis.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. So I think it's important for us to talk about the coronavirus briefly.
Yes.
So
everything's hyped. Everything is hyped. I mean,
everything is hyped.
Obviously stuff's dangerous, but when I see the nightly news saying epidemic and they say there's 8 cases in the United States, I don't want Chinese people to die either. But I see that, I'm thinking, well, that's not an epidemic. not eight people in the United States.
Let's talk about, so as of last night, because we're getting these alerts here, obviously, in our hospital, and what do we do? But there have been 81 people who've died in China, and another at least 2,700 have been infected. There are 5 confirmed cases in the United States, an additional 60 people who are being tested or treated. And really, all they're worried about are people who have a fever and some kind of a respiratory illness and have traveled from this very specific place in China 14 days prior. Those are the risk factors. Now, I want to put this into perspective for folks because they're all freaking about the coronavirus.
Right.
From October of last year, 2019, until mid-January, there were at least 15 million flu-like illnesses, 7 to 10 million flu doctor visits, 140 to 250,000 hospitalizations for the flu, and at least 8,000 deaths from the flu in this country just 4 months.
Exactly. So there are people, I guarantee you, there are people that didn't get a flu shot that are worried about the coronavirus.
Yeah. Yes.
They are.
They,
are,
that's just they did not
are.
Get their flu shot, but they are wearing a surgical mask in an airport.
But no flu shot. But no flu shot. Right. Jesus.
No flu shot. No, because, you know, we wouldn't want to put that in our body.
Right.
That's going to kill me. So this is, it's not to minimize this, and I know it's that, like, scary thing that people hear about and we all get worried about, but honestly, get your flu shots. That's what you need to be more worried about in this country. Please wash your hands. If you're sick, don't go to work if you cannot avoid going to work.
Too late.
Exactly. Yeah. Me too. I need to know at least 6 weeks in advance when I'm going to be sick so I can take a day off. But it just to put it sort of into perspective, the flu is far, far more deadly in this country right now. And somebody did reach out to me last night and ask if it was too late to get a flu shot. No, but we are, it is at peak levels across the country right now. So, and it takes a couple weeks for the flu vaccine to kick in. So get it now. All if you haven't, get it now.
And try Corona. Corona actually.
Yeah. So there was also a question about whether drinking warm milk at nighttime will help you sleep. And where did this come from, this idea of you drink warm milk at nighttime and it helps you sleep? And it's actually a very common myth. Milk has tryptophan, which breaks down and can make people sleepy, and it also breaks down into melatonin, which we know makes people sleepy as well. And so this idea that warming up milk will help break down the tryptophan and accelerate the sleep process, and so then we give all our children warm milk before they go to sleep, or if you're having insomnia, you drink a glass of warm milk. The truth is the amount of tryptophan is so little that it's really not going to make a difference in anyone. And so it probably is not having any effect on whether you sleep, whether you fall asleep or not.
But how about warm soy milk? Because Craig hates it. Yeah.
Soy milk. My understanding is
right
it's not
sleep,
milk.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. How about if you just warm up your nuts?
Yeah. Well, you know, nut milk.
In milk. In milk. Yeah.
I thought that was nut juice.
Yes, it is nut juice. Yes, it is.
That's right.
Say it again.
Nut juice.
Yeah. We're easily amused.
Yeah. I know. I know.
She said nut juice.
Another point that came up was this idea of pacemakers and defibrillators, and what do we do when somebody's dying or in hospice or when they've died.
Right.
This is actually an important, because we have a lot more people with pacemakers and defibrillators. If you have one and you are nearing the end of life, there are options for you to do it. So first of all, you can absolutely and easily deprogram a defibrillator, and it's probably an important thing to do, especially if someone is in hospice or their end-of-life sort of situations, because you can have increased numbers of heart arrhythmias, and the shocks from a defibrillator hurt. They actually are pretty painful.
Do they take them out and use them again on live people? Is it
No. You leave it in. You can program it outside. It's like an external computer.
When you die, do they take it out and say, we can recondition this, put it back in somebody else?
No.
Factory refurbished.
Pacemaker.
We don't refurbish our pacemakers. Yeah. In fact, I operated on a gentleman who had a pacemaker, and we didn't know that he had one. Mm-hmm. Not operated, but he was my cadaver when I was in medical school. And he had a pacemaker that was in, and we actually removed the pacemaker and tried to figure out exactly like what heart condition he had that required him to have a pacemaker. But the pacemaker is a very different situation, because sometimes it depends on why you have a pacemaker in the first place, whether you want to turn it off. Some folks have it in because it's preventing extra fluid in their lungs or in their body. And if you're at the end of life, the last thing you want to do is feel like you're suffocating because you have a lot of fluid in your lungs. So we may leave a pacemaker on, even though it's end of life. It will not keep their heart beating forever. It just produces enough energy to stimulate the heart muscle, but you got to have oxygen coming in for that heart muscle to actually work. And if somebody dies, it's not going to work. It won't keep the heart beating. It just, that muscle is dead. It will not respond to the electrical activity. But we'll keep it on for comfort measures in people. And so if folks have this situation, you should talk to your cardiologist. You should talk to your doctor. There are lots of options on what to do with your pacemaker and your defibrillator as you get closer to the end of life.
Got an email from a buddy of ours who has a, I think it's a defibrillator. And he says they can be refurbished. You know, say somebody dies and they have a defib in them because they cost $40,000 to $65,000. So, yeah, you get yourself a used one,
yeah,
you can save some money.
2008,
something like that. I'm not sure you'd want a used one. I'm not sure you want. Stop using banana peels. This is a bad idea. And just like soy sauce, I don't know what the heck is wrong with people.
Well, that was, and Bobby Lee was going to masturbate with banana peel. I believe he probably did, too.
Right.
So
never,
I'd like to know if he did.
We haven't heard from him.
What
I
would
think
that
the banana peel is better than the soy sauce, but easily. Still, the banana peel is bad.
Banana peel is bad. I don't understand how you would masturbate with soy sauce. I think that would probably be a
ungodly
mess.
That's just dipping your balls in
soy sauce. Dipping your balls in soy sauce. Masturbate with a banana, we could all do, all four of us, five of us could do it right now.
Masturbate with a banana peel would be a horrible mess. Bananas are slightly acidic. You can, if
yeah,
you
that's
have any
mess.
Kind of a...
I destroyed that banana.
It's going to be messy.
Right, for you, maybe.
Please don't give anybody an idea, because you know there's some young kid who's like, I could do that.
If I was 15, I'd have done that in a heartbeat. Where's that banana peel?
Right. And we're out of soy sauce.
I'd warm it up, too, for that matter. I'd nuke that banana peel and go to town easily if I was 15. All right.
Or
20.
Don't nuke it too much, though.
No. I want it nice and warm and moist. Right.
It's a little bit acidic. It can cause an infection.
The worst thing has been around my penis.
Yeah. Or the first thing that's
that
been a little
I
bit
don't
acidic.
Doubt, actually. I don't doubt that at all. but still, that does not mean that everybody else should be using banana peels.
If you tried it, we still want that call. Bobby Lee, we love his...
I'm sure you do, yes.
Yeah, we do. I'm kind of curious.
And then finally... I wanted to bring up just very quickly this transgender law that South Dakota lawmakers are discussing or have proposed.
This is horrible. This is horrible, man.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I want to point out that it was penalizing physicians who would be providing health care to folks who were transgender, specifically the transgender youth. So there's multiple things that are wrong here. First of all, transgenders are people just like people are people. Secondly, it is, I'm really getting tired of lawmakers coming after my ability to take care of somebody. I'm a physician, and I should take care of everyone regardless of what their sexual orientation, religious beliefs, backgrounds, etc. And my sexual orientation, religious beliefs, backgrounds should not interfere with my ability to provide care to folks. And I'm getting tired of lawmakers telling me when I can and can't, or how I can and can't take care of somebody's health. That's between me and the patient. Not they
and Jesus.
Not
and Jesus. Yeah. South Dakota
of
and
course.
Jesus.
But they're there
this
to
is
tell
why
you
find a heathen doctor. You find a heathen doctor. We are the best doctors. But honestly, this is not the first time this has happened. I appreciate the outrage about it, but this is happening across the country. These are not the first laws that have been proposed in multiple states across
people,
the country
man.
To
this
limit.
On the South, this is on this governor's desk up there in South Dakota, right?
Yeah, it actually includes provisions to penalize physicians if they provide health care, which really puts us in a precarious position because you're risking your medical license, you're risking your ability to care for everyone to do the right thing, and we shouldn't be put in that position.
You got a penis, don't come in here. I'm just trying to be that guy again.
You never say that.
I see. I know for a fact, I mean, in every walk, everywhere I go, I mean, stores, restaurants, I see transgenders all the time. I mean, they're people that live amongst us, and they're just trying to get through life like the rest of us. I mean, I saw I was with my daughter the other day. We saw one at a store I was at, and it was obviously it was a transgender. And you see him, and they're just people trying to get on with life and try to be happy. And these asshats that come after these people.
Tyler sees a lot more of them than we do.
I do. You don't go to retail. Retail. Well, he goes a lot of people waiting on your retail.
It helps. But remember, it wasn't that long ago that physicians were penalized for providing health care to African Americans.
Right.
And it wasn't that long ago that physicians were penalized for providing reproductive health care to women. These are all things that we believe to be wrong. There's no reason why this also is in the same category of things that are just wrong.
Jesus.
Just wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. I know. I know. I hear about him a lot.
The people that bash your eyes.
But that's it.
Love you, Doc.
I love you guys.
So, no eels at all, not even one eel, right?
No eels. No, and yeah, we're all tired, Mike. We're tired.
No, really, I got a cold, too. It sucks right
No eels and no peels.
No eels, no peels, no soy sauce, no wasabi. Love you guys.
I think the peels are fine. I think the peels are fine. I don't think, what would that peel do to you?
It's, she said, it's acidic and can cause rashes and open wounds on one.
Well, one way to find
That's out.
Go for it.
Well, or get your buddy to go for it. There's two ways to do that.
That's what we're counting on.
Yeah. Right. One of our buddies out there is doing it now.
Bobby Lee said he's going to do it. He was a little freak. So
I bet
he did.
They have bananas in the lobby of that hotel. Just take one upstairs.
Of course they did.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.